as the tender buds of spring flower and bloom to make way for summer's lush greenery, an annual battle begins anew. This clash pits our big human brains and thumbs against one of our region's most prolific species. It has seemingly few boundaries, except that of an unattractive tall wire fence. As summer nears, gardeners and landscapers across our state suit up for combat against hungry deer, who see their carefully laid beds of flowers as an all-you-can-eat buffet. Our region's white-tailed deer population has expanded every year, resulting in an overpopulation of deer. The Department of Natural Resources lists hunting as the most cost-effective deer management tool, but hunting is reserved for areas outside of our densely populated suburbs. The development and urbanization of many of our state's green spaces has resulted in a crowded suburban space for both people and deer. Deer are even learning to reap the benefits of suburban living, which include a refuge from hunting and access to a great food source, your expensive garden plants. I took the time to Google deer-proofing your garden, and it yielded thousands of pages of tips to keep deer at bay. But which suggestions are likely to produce the best results without harming our environment? Understanding what our local deer like to eat and don't like can help you plan a garden or landscaping project. There are some plants, shrubs, and trees that deer love to eat. These include English ivy, roses, hydrangeas, azaleas, hollies, tulips, blueberries, and the young buds of fir trees. Deer like to eat bushes that have tender, juicy leaves with smooth surfaces or yummy fruits. Favored shrubs are free of fuzzy leaves or prickly flowers and don't have strong-smelling foliage. In the spring and summer, when food is plentiful, deer are often able to be more selective about the types of plants they eat, deferring to their favorite flavor profiles. There are other plants that deer tend to avoid. I say tend to because a very hungry deer will eat whatever it can, so no plant should be considered completely deer-proof. Plants that are poisonous to deer include daffodils, poppies, and foxgloves. These plants produce toxins that can make deer sick if consumed. Just like us, deer aren't especially keen on anything that is difficult or painful to eat, so they tend to avoid prickly plants like thistle or fuzzy plants like lamb's ear. Unlike most of us, they also don't like plants with heavy scents or flavors, so planting peonies, bee balm, irises, and salvias would yield beautiful flowers that would be less interesting to a passing deer. Your herb garden, likely filled with basil, rosemary, mint, oregano, cilantro, lavender, and sage, is also likely safe from deer, too. There are other more invasive methods for keeping deer out of your garden. Most rely on the deer's keen sense of smell and fear of predators. These methods typically involve spraying your plants with a foul-smelling liquid. Many environmentally friendly deer repellents use putrefied egg or dried blood. Other do-it-yourself solutions include the use of soap or hair, either human or animal, to deter deer. The problem with many of these methods is that they are messy, require constant reapplication, and can often leave plants with strong odors that can also prevent you from eating them. The only surefire way to prevent deer from eating your plants is a tall and sturdy fence, and even then, deer are very strong and can be very clever when they're hungry. As humans continue to develop native lands, these suburban clashes with deer will rise. The deer population will grow and their native food sources will continue to disappear. As a result, it's important for us humans to consider our impact on our native species. While we may not want our beautiful gardens decimated by deer every year, it is important to remember that your garden plants may prove to be a much-needed resource for deer, especially in the fall and winter months when food is scarce. Hopefully, with some thoughtful planning, your garden can be stunning while deer have plentiful resources in the spring and summer, and a refuge for hungry deer in the fall and winter. We can find creative ways to coexist with our four-legged suburban neighbors. You can learn more about our local plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.